Activity 8. Listen to the beginning of a lecture in a sociology class as you read the transcript. The professor is discussing status and roles.
Status refers to a position in society or in a group. But there are really two types of status, ascribed status and achieved status. Okay? In ascribed status, the status is automatic, so you don't have a choice. In other words, it's an involuntary status. And some examples that come to mind are status because of race or sex. Not much you can do about that. On the other hand, achieved status requires some effort and there's a choice involved. For instance, a marriage partner or the type of education or, for that matter, the length of time in school. Well, these are choices, achievements, and so they fall under the category of achieved status. So that brings us to the status set. A status set is the combination of all statuses that an individual has. Me, for example, I'm a professor. But I'm also a husband and a father and a son, since my mother's still living. So in each of these statuses, I have certain behaviors that are expected because of the status. Okay, all of the behaviors are roles. I mean, a role is the behavior expected because of status. Okay, back to status set. All of the statuses, husband, father, son, professor, combine to form the status set. And each of the statuses have certain expectations. Let me use that professor status again. So, as a professor, I have a teaching role, and I have to prepare classes. That's expected. I also advise students, grade assignments, and evaluate my students. But this role is very different expectations. As a researcher, I have to design studies, raise funds for grants, and then perform the research. And finally, I write articles and reports. So I think you see what I mean. But one more thing, and this is important. Sometimes role conflict can occur. Let me say that again. Role conflict. And that means that meeting the expectations for one role will cause problems for an individual who's trying to meet other expectations in a different role. Okay, let's say that one of my students is dating my daughter. I don't recommend this. But anyway, I may have role strain that could even develop into role conflict because it will be difficult for me to meet the expectations for my role as teacher. And when the student comes to my house, I'll have to remember my status as father and my role that requires me to welcome a guest into my home and, well, form an opinion about someone who wants to take my daughter out on a date. The textbook actually has...